Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of our Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And we have open phone lines for the rest of the show today. A couple of hours for you to call in if you would like some relationship coaching, how to attract the right partner, how to get an energy read from Jana. I bet she's very good at assessing where you are and what's going on. Maybe you're not sure if you want to stay in your relationship. Maybe you don't know if you want a relationship. Maybe you want to attract the right animal friend in your life. Well, anyway, Jana's here. She's free on the radio. You can give us a call anytime throughout the show today. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 888-298-5569. That's, remember, the 1-888-298-5569. 248-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we are on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can now also use that email address anytime because I police the Animal World inbox these days. You can also be in touch when we're not on the air by going to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Links to the audio archive. So if you want to retrieve this show and listen again to the great wisdom from Ken and Jana, you can hit the audio archives link on the homepage. You can get to current events and all kinds of good stuff also on the website. And the call-in numbers are there as well, but I'll try to give them to you regularly throughout the show. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. I also want you to remember that I write a regular column about our animal friends in the New Spirit Journal. You can pick that up for free at a lot of places around the Pacific Northwest, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. And I want to remind you that we are looking for more call screeners. It's a volunteer position here on Animal World. And if you'd like to be part of the Animal World family and see what it's like to be behind the scenes in radio, have a fun job to do on Sunday mornings, and please give me a call at 360-217-7258 or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I'm so excited to, I love that Leslie Gore, Sunshine, Lollipops, and
Rainbows.
You
said you met her.
I did, and it was, well, and I had both of her. She had two albums. She was one almost a one-hit wonder way back when, you know, I was, I don't know if it was grade school or junior high or... So I was back
just,
in
just yesterday.
Just yesterday, of course. And I had both of her albums because It's My Party. It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah. 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 She was at It's My Party. And then there's and then there was another one.
After, Judy's Turn to Cry.
Judy's Turn to Cry. That's
Judy's
what I was saying. Because
cry.
It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. That's because
it was
her
a
boyfriend.
Sequel.
Yeah. Her boyfriend,
Johnny.
Judy stole, Johnny got stolen by Judy. And then so the follow up to that was Judy's Turn to Cry. It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
But who wants Johnny? Johnny's a loser.
Yeah, yeah, she didn't want him back. So I had that. And then Sunshine, Lollipops, and Roses, Rainbows was on that album. There was two albums, and it was on one of those albums. Anyway, and she was also a redhead like me. So this was what was why I was actually in relationship at the time, and that's how I met her. Because what was why, if I had to pick, I was thinking about that, I had to pick my best relationship, would probably be this one. And that was a guy that was my dancing partner for 10 years, who ended up then being a romantic partner for a while. And he was into oldies music as I was into oldies music, and which I was thinking when we were playing Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, and I'm bopping around, I was thinking, you know, that's the other lifetime in me, would be to just sit here and play oldies. Mm-hmm. And I would just love it and dance around the street. I love old. Anyway, so Philip was into oldies. So was I. We danced to oldies and all of that stuff. And he also was into old cars, 56, 55, 57 Chevys and all of that. And the Puyallup Fair one summer was doing for their entertainment, you know, in the stadium, and that they were doing 50s and 60s revival rock and roll theme. And that he was asked to, because he had a really cool 55 Chevy convertible that was painted black with pink and lavender flames. Oh, you know, it was very cool. And so he was asked to bring that car down to the Puyallup Fair. And I'm trying to remember who he drove into the stadium. Some one of the entertainers. I was focused on Leslie Gore because she was one of the entertainers. But he drove them into the stadium, so it was a big deal. So anyway, we got to be there and be backstage, and so I got to meet her because she was performing that day.
Wow.
Yeah. And nice. And it was kind of a disappointment because she wasn't all that nice. But you know, oh well.
She wasn't nice.
Well, I think she wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was uncomfortable with her popularity.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was a fun experience. And so that was my meeting Leslie Gore experience.
Wow, I didn't know those were the other songs. I certainly remember Judy's Turn to Cry and...
It's My Party?
It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah. And speaking of parties, do you want to sing to me?
Yes.
They've been saying they want to sing to me.
Well, you know, you said, Martha, your birthday was 2 days ago, but mm-hmm. my philosophy with birthdays is once we get to a certain age, we celebrate for a month long.
Ah.
So, oh, there it is. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Martha. Happy birthday to you.
Oh. Oh, how fun. That was kind of cute. I've never had anybody sing along with the Jingle Cats and Happy Birthday.
Ken always howls when he sings the Happy Birthday, so I guess he's with the dogs.
Oh.
It's an animal show.
Well, because I just sang Happy Birthday on the phone to somebody the other day, and I did it the way we do it at Ananda, you know, which is, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday, dear me, Master's blessings on you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yep. And, anyway, so thank you for the. And what did you say that? Because what Jonna says is gold. And that's just what. And you said birthdays you get to celebrate for a whole month. Is that
yes,
what you just gave
yes.
me permission to do?
You just keep on going. You celebrate your party. It's not just one party, it's all month long.
It's my party, and I can celebrate if I want to.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
All right. Cool.
Speaking of parties and relationship and.
Yeah,
how do you have a party?
I always say that phone calls take priority, and we do have to go back to where we were kind of in the story. I at some point I want to finish up because we've already Ken did a list of post-it notes on the mirror. Jonna wrote a book. and then somehow they attracted each other, and I want to find out how they, you know, how that happened. And then we're going to figure out how we get to the sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. And cause you know, it says cause you're in love to stay. Well, if you're going to be in love to stay, then you got to do some work like they've done, but let's head to the phones, and we are going to Spanaway, and we've got Debbie on the line. Debbie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jonna and Ken.
Thank you.
Welcome to Animal World. What can they do for you?
Well, I'm in a relationship, and I really love this man, and I know it needs a lot of healing, but in the meantime, I became a man on Facebook, and...
Now, you cut out for just a minute. You said, in the meantime, you what?
I became friends with somebody on...
On Facebook. Somebody on Facebook. Okay.
Yes, and he is kind of like trying to have a relationship with me, too.
Oh, but and, you're already in another relationship that you say you love this guy.
Yes, I do. But
okay.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I was looking at your physical form when you said I love this guy, and I can see there's a lot of grief on your heart around that.
Yes, there is.
Oh, see, I told you she's good, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you love this man, but Jonna, you're saying you see grief around the heart, and so now we got this other guy coming in. So do you have a specific question, or do you just want how can Jonna and Ken best serve you today?
Well, I just want to know what the significance is that this man on Facebook is coming through me, because he's saying all the things I want to hear, and he has the same interests, and the man I'm with now doesn't really have the same interests, but I feel like I love him on a soul level, and I don't know if I'm lying to my dad or what.
Yeah, interesting. Whether you're making that up, and yeah. So,
Ken, it looks like you have some thoughts there. Or am I?
Well, my first thought was: does a person really know somebody on Facebook, or do we just know what what personality they're projecting over the internet? And my second thought is, Debbie, are you real clear on what it is that you are wanting as, and requiring as the personality characteristics and qualities and ethics and values and morals in a equal partner. And in other words, rather than looking at these two guys, looking within yourself to see what it is that is absolutely essential for you before trying to make choices outside of yourself.
Perfect. Really clear.
I know that I stand strong with this love of mine, and that I know he loves me as well, but he has a problem with loving himself too, I guess. But I really made the judgment that we need healing and that I still love him on a soul level.
So it's Deb, right?
Debbie, yeah.
Debbie. Two things. What I heard was that he needs... Is it your job to heal him? And I'm working with someone right now who's trying to help someone heal. Where is it your job or is it his job?
And I know it's his job.
Do you?
Yes, I do. But it's like I still feel like I stand behind him 100%, no matter where he is at his, in his life.
Yeah, let me interject here, because what I'm hearing and seeing here is that, and Debbie, because I'm doing this because it isn't just the four or five or six of us here in the studio talking about this. There's lots of other people, you know, listening. So I'm seeing here we've got Debbie, who is in a relationship. But clearly, Johnny, you said you saw grief around it. She's admitting she thinks she loves this guy on a soul level, but she knows he needs healing. And clearly she's not sure she's really committed there, or there's something going on, because now we got this other dude coming in on Facebook that's kind of blaring whether or not he's telling the truth. It might not even be his picture. You know, I mean, who knows? He could be, you know, a gorilla in South Africa. You just don't know about that. He could be a frog in Australia. How about that? Ribbit. You don't know that. But it's blaring at Debbie to show her something or bring something up. So let's say for all of those folks out there that are like Debbie, they're in a relationship, but it clearly is not like a relationship like Jana and Ken have, that they're 100% committed, that they really worked, they did their homework, they attracted the right relationship, and even though they still have to work on it, but we've got Debbie here. What does she do to move forward? And the first thing that popped in my mind, is it appropriate for a person in this position, because you guys wrote your lists when you weren't in relationship, but is it still appropriate for Debbie and those out there in a similar situation? Do you start writing the list? I mean, what did she do? What do we do to move this forward? Does that make sense?
Yes. And,
okay.
And people think that we make this list and then we get in the relationship, we're still list making.
Mm.
And people who are in relationship can sit down and do some writing and say, what is this about? Now, one thing that I heard Debbie say is that he doesn't really love himself. But then I would want to ask her.
Does Debbie love herself?
Does Debbie love herself? And is it 100% self-love? Because on some days, I love myself 150%. And other days, I love myself 10%. And then when I'm having issues or conflict, we're talking about conflict resolution, mm-hmm. I have to take a look at myself on those days and say, how close do I feel to me? Because I'm projecting out to my partner anger or whatever, and it's really about me and how much I love myself for the day. Ken, did you have a comment about anything there?
Well, does all this strike a note with you, Debbie, or do you have some thoughts on, do you have a response on what's been said so far?
Yeah, I know that I have self-doubts about myself a lot, but I work every day to heal myself and be more on a spiritual level.
And, you know, there's a lot of belief systems about spiritual growth and being on a growth path and working on spirituality, but some of those belief systems include oh, I've got to be positive or I'm bad. Or if I'm not positive, I'm doing it wrong. And some of those belief systems may be actually counterproductive.
Right.
And so you may have to be real gentle with yourself and accept yourself where you are before change is possible. Because if we don't accept ourselves right where we are, as we are honestly assessing ourselves, then we're stuck and resisting ourself, and the change process is much more difficult. So I'd just suggest that you accept yourself right where you are and accept your partner right where he is, and then that frees both of you up to make whatever changes you may individually feel are beneficial.
Thank you.
And that was the conclusion I came to last night, was accepting each other on the level we're at now.
Now, it says, okay, we accept each other on the level that we are now, but does that mean we stay with each other?
Yeah, that's the question she's asking, I think, right?
Yeah.
Is that the question you're asking today? Do I stay or go? Or?
I'm not sure. I'm I think this other guy on Facebook, I have kind of felt that I just wanted a connection with my man and be able to do the things that with him that I want out of a relationship, I guess. And this man on Facebook is
I'm having a flash, Debbie. Because remember, were you listening to Ken talking about making his list? Because I think, didn't we already establish that a good place for Debbie to start would be get out that pad of paper and start making her list of what she wants in her relationship. Maybe this man on Facebook is showing you some of the things that you want.
Yeah.
So you put that on your list.
Right, and that's exactly it. And then the man that I'm with now is into all sports, and I'm not really a sports nut.
Oh, my God.
And he loves television.
Well, that's ringing a bell with Jonna.
Well,
what's that ringing with you, Jonna?
Well, that was the whole issue. One of my issues with my first husband was he wasn't available. That way, if he wasn't out hunting, he was watching football on TV. If he wasn't watching football on TV, he was playing pool in the bar. If he wasn't playing pool in the bar, he was out. He was not available. He wasn't there with me physically, emotionally, mentally, and that was one of the things on my list. My big thing was to have an equal spiritual partner who was available emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
Uh-huh.
And that is what Ken is. He's there for me. He's present for me when I need him. And so that was huge for me. And
so that's what Debbie's talking about.
Yes, that's why we labeled our workshops as Attract 100% Available Relationships.
You know,
and that's what I'm searching for, too, somebody that's on that level with me.
It might be worthwhile if Jonathan were to go ahead and describe some of the things on her list so that some of those might resonate with you, Debbie.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Now, Debbie, do you want to hang with us for a while?
Sure.
Okay, we're gonna put you on hold. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Then we'll come back. We'll bring Debbie back up on the air so she's there to chime in and help us. And Jonna can tell us more about what we're just talking about. And phone lines are open. We'll stick with Debbie, or we're happy to work with you too. So give us a call. We've got lines open for you at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Continues here on Animal World. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, nellshealingministry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in a relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Gianna Rosewood help. For over a decade, Gianna has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 20 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Gianna is available for private consultations. Contact Gianna today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pets' needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at SierraFishAndPets.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're in the middle of the second hour of our Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows edition of Animal World. We're coaching the human animal today. Gianna Rosewood, her husband Ken Holmes, co-authors of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your genuinely committed relationship. Oh, was that a Freudian slip or what? And we have got Debbie on the line, and she's been gracious enough to let us kind of pick her relationship apart. Of course, she did call us. So at any rate, Debbie is in a relationship that she says she loves this guy on a soul level, but I think we're beginning to establish that he's not real available. And Gianna immediately picked up on some grief around her heart related to this. But Debbie's first question calling in was that there now this guy is showing up on Facebook that's kind of presenting as more of what Debbie wants in a relationship, probably a more available and saying the kind of things that she wants. Now, who knows? We don't know if he's a frog in Australia or a gorilla in Egypt or Africa or someplace. But nonetheless, he's presenting, saying, and doing the right things. And so we're trying to help Debbie sort all this out. We've kind of established that a good place to start is to, for Debbie to start writing her list of what she wants. And, but I know there was a lot of, Debbie, there was a lot of stuff going on between Jana and Ken, all about you and this, you know, when we were off the air. So why don't you guys let us know where you're at and where we go. And Debbie, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have a list, Debbie?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay, and that's one of the things we talk about in our book is to not just think about it, but put it on paper, because then it gets it out of the mind and we don't go in circles about it.
Okay, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So pad of paper out, she starts her list.
Yes, and then the whole thing, Martha, we talked about the soul level thing. And both Ken and I have heard about this in classes where they go, oh, well, I do love him, and I really believe you do. And there's another place where we need to step back and say, really, is it our place to, even though we love them, to be with them, to really be with them? And I'm not saying that this is a relationship where you set it aside. And another,
well, I wonder every time someone brings that soul word in there, are we thinking, oh, this is my soulmate, so no matter what, I have to stay there and stuff.
And you know, when you read the book, Bridge Across Forever with, is it Jonathan? Richard Bach.
Richard Bach, Jonathan Living Seagull.
Yes, but also The Bridge Across Forever, okay. And he's with his soulmate, and they went through some hellacious
things. Well, you know
in
what master, you know, our guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, you know what he says about soulmates.
What does he say?
He says, what are you guys thinking? Don't mess around looking for your soulmate. You guys don't know what you're asking for, because if you do hook up with a soulmate, you got all kinds of karma and stuff with that person, and soulmate relationships are not necessarily good.
Well, and the thing of it is if we're going to be with, and the other thing he says is that environment is stronger than our will. And if we're going to place ourselves in an environment that it doesn't serve us to lift us up and bring us into joy, then how can we move ourselves up? And really, you know, we talk about a relationship with our partner, but really what we're here for, and Ken and I talk about it in the book, our relationship is a triumvirate. We put God first. I'll use the word God. You can place whatever other word you want in there, spirit, source, beingness. We put God first in our relationship, and that means we have to have an inner connection with our own soul, our own love. But and I brought up the point that environment is stronger than our will. And if we put ourselves in an environment that doesn't serve us to bring us to joy, we're going to have a heck of a time focusing on our soul self and bringing ourselves connected to the peace of that God brings into our life.
Well, so if Debbie gets out her pad of paper, she starts to write her list of what she wants in a relationship, and we decide she can use this guy on Facebook as showing her things that she wants. She puts then what happens? Does Debbie all of a sudden wake up one day and say, "Oh, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore," or does the guy go away because he's not what she wants, or does he change? I mean, how does this work? Is there a rule book? Well, roadmap?
First of all, I'd recommend not thinking about the guy on Facebook when writing the list. I'd think about what is really important to Debbie.
Uh-huh.
And that may require a lot of meditation and prayer and dreaming about it. It may require looking back over one's life and seeing what brought joy, what worked, what didn't, what people that you enjoy being around, what are their personality characteristics, what are their morals, ethics, values, spirituality, everything that's not physical about them, but essentially something that is internal and inherent in them that time can't take away, that's something that's permanent about them, that's a matter of their essential makeup, and making a list of those characteristics, independent of whoever else may be in your life, I think, is a good way to approach a list. And there are some other techniques for making a list that make that list most effective as well. I think, Jana, you could elaborate on that if you'd like.
Well, I guess I don't want to get into it on the air because I'd like to focus on her and if she has questions. Now, it's in the book, and you can find it at rosewoodwisdom.com. If you go into the website, you can find how to access the product.
Rosewoodwisdom.com.
Rosewood Wisdom.
And for anybody, in relationships, not in relationship, want a relationship, any kind of, you need to read this book. It's a great book.
And if Debbie... If after we get off the air today, she can go into the website also. I have a free strategy session, and she can talk to me one-on-one for 15 minutes for free, and we can talk. So
cool.
Anybody can do that. Go into the website and click
excellent.
In. And the only thing I'd have to say in this moment right now is if you can, give yourself permission to take one step at a time. Don't make any jumps. Just really be present with yourself, because this is really an important decision for you.
So she shouldn't hang up the phone and dump the boyfriend
or whatever.
Jump on the Facebook guy.
And I'm sure don't hear that that's what she's going to do, but give yourself permission to not jump into another relationship or out of a relationship, because that's just...
Being hasty, I know.
Have you ever heard, wherever you go, there you are? In other words, in the next relationship... You're still the same person, and it likely that the next relationship has the same issues or very similar issues, just because oneself is the common denominator. So
that's what I found so brilliant to what you said, Ken, and that I said you were such an advanced soul, is that after 1.5 marriages, you said there's a common denominator in these crummy relationships, and that's me. And then you made a conscious decision to stay out of relationship while you worked on yourself. And that takes some balls, actually, because how many of us do you know? And I know for me, I fell into this category for many, many years. I thought I wasn't okay without a relationship. And that desperateness, and I especially remember this in the Leslie Gore days, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, you know, as a teenager. That I defined myself by having a boyfriend or not, and the desperation when, you know, I broke up with someone and trying to get them back and all of that. And I think there's a lot of people, I mean, we aren't okay just being ourselves. We can't stand ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you have any other questions,
Debbie?
No, that pretty much sums it up. That's been basically what I'm trying to work on. My thing was, I've been with the man for I've known him since we were 16, and part of me doesn't want to hurt him no more. We've been in and out of this relationship more than probably 5 times.
Okay.
Wow.
I think what Martha said about this soul thing is, I think it's really important. You know, it's like, how do we know when to go or leave? Go or stay. And I think that you're at this point of really getting clear about being either complete or just making the decision to stay and really be with it.
Yeah, so it sounds like we've done what we can with Debbie on the air, but I'm wondering, and for anyone else that may be in a similar situation or wondering, stay or go, whatever, is that something that if they contact you, that you can work with them on a personal one-on-one basis to help get them to knowing what they need to know and doing
definitely.
What they need to
I'm do. Working with someone right now on the East Coast who is attempting to just really be present or stay, you know. And the other thing that you can do is to assess, it's like ask yourself how long would you be willing to stay in this relationship right now today and say, okay, I'm staying. Because right now I can hear that you're not staying in the relationship because your mind is Facebook guy, the soulmate guy, Facebook guy, soulmate guy. And there's a conflict there. So if you can allow yourself to make a decision about today, I'm either not in either relationship or I'm in a relationship with soulmate guy. And that's where my mind, if my mind takes me over to Facebook, I say, okay, mind, I'm staying in the soulmate relationship. And so what you're doing is you're making a decision to stop the conflict, so you're not putting yourself in a circle of indecision when then you beat up on yourself because you don't know the answer. Well, take yourself out of the circle of indecision and say, okay, for today or for a month, I'm staying in this relationship and I'm going to work on what I have right now. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's how I feel. I do want to work on what I have now. This guy on Facebook just came to me Monday, and he's already talking. He's in love with me, and I know that ain't
red
the right
flags,
thing
red
happen.
Flags, alert,
yeah,
alert, alert, alert.
Know. Right, I already see that red flag, and I feel safer where I'm at right now than with this Facebook person.
Debbie, start writing that list and call Jana for a private session. Save yourself
okay.
a lot of years and get it together now. Because,
okay,
you know, well, if you weren't ready, Debbie, you wouldn't be on the phone talking with these folks now. You are ready to move to a higher level in relationship. It's time to do your homework, and Jana can help you do that, okay?
Okay, and what was that number for her?
Rosewoodwisdom.com. Do you have a phone number you want to give out, Jana?
She can go on the website and get
can
it.
Can you do that, Debbie?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, rosewoodwisdom.com.
Okay, gotcha.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling Animal World, Debbie. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right, we've got to head to Maryland soon, but we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors because we got to stay on time with that. So hopefully, is it Eloise?
Eloise.
Eloise, hold on. We're coming to you next after we take care of advertisers and sponsors right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of our second hour of our Sunshine Lollipops and Rainbows edition of Animal World. We're coaching the human animal on relationship today, and guests in the studio, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, Jana Rosewood, is here with her husband, Ken Holmes, and that together they co-authored Are You Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. You can find out more at www.rosewoodwisdom.com. And right now, we're going to go to the other side of the country, like Bel Air, Maryland. So
wow.
We can't get much farther than that. Eloise, welcome to Animal World. You're live on the air with Jana and Ken.
Hi, this is Eloise.
Good morning, Eloise.
Good morning,
Eloise. Good morning. Listen, I just wanted to say that I've read Jean and Ken's book, Are You Still Kissing Frog? And it's amazing. And part four, I know, deals with what we're talking about today.
Uh-huh.
And my experience is, like, every word of that book is very thought out, and every word is very insightful. So I just want to encourage people. The other thing is that it just really says that Ken and Gianna's experiences reveal their depth and their commitment to successful marriages. And I've been fortunate to work with Gianna privately, and I have to say, she really knows how to get to the heart of the matter. I mean, it's like nail on the head kind of stuff. And it has helped. Yeah, it has really helped bring like a distinct clarity to different issues that I have brought, you know, that I've brought into the table. And so I'm really grateful. I'm just really grateful to have experienced her insight and her wisdom.
Oh,
and I just
wonderful.
Kind of hear that. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more today and to continue to listen. And I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Do you have a question for us today?
You know, you've actually answered several of my questions and some of the things that I've been working on. And so not today. I just want to say I'm excited about the content, and having read the book, it's amazing. And Gianna is an incredible coach.
Well, I'm so glad you called in, Eloise, because I can't say enough wonderful things about Are You Still Kissing Frogs? I think it's the best relationship book I've ever read. And like I said, if I'd have had it years ago, maybe I'd still be dancing with my my partner and his 55 Chevy or who knows or whatever. I've learned a great deal, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet on conflict resolution, which we'll be spending the majority of the next hour on that. But I sure appreciate you calling in, and it's also nice to get a testimonial from someone that's actually worked with Jana.
On the East Coast.
On the East Coast. So you didn't work in person. You worked what? How do you work when you work with someone long distance? Over the phone? Do you Skype? I mean, what do you do?
We'll work over the phone, and I can read. I can read the person's physical form empathically on the phone. We don't need to be Facebook or Skype. We can, but the phone works perfect.
Super.
How does that work for you, Eloise?
Absolutely. It's amazing. And that's what I mean. She really gets to the heart of the matter. And she doesn't dance around the issue. It kind of goes right to the heart. And she really does spend the time. And I feel like she is it's just absolutely with me.
Super.
And as far as the book is concerned, it's a real how-to. That's another thing I love about it. It's very
it tells
how-to.
You exactly what to do and how to do it. Yeah, I loved that, too. And anyway, I learned a lot. But Eloise, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your input. And now y'all heard it, folks. Whether you work with Jana in person or over the phone, she's equally effective and can really help coach you through any relationship issues.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eloise.
All right, let's... I need to do current events at some time during the hour, but I don't really feel like doing it right now. I want to finish up what we were talking about you know, that Ken spent, you know, like 4 years writing his list, and he had 64 post-it notes in his shaving mirror, and then Ken said Jana wrote a book, 5 pages, front and back, top to bottom, little print, about what she wanted. So how the heck did you guys then get together?
We met at Unity Church in Mount Lake Terrace. And became friends. And over a period of time, the relationship just blossomed. It wasn't love at first sight for me.
No. There was a group of singles at that church that kind of hung out together, went on hikes, went to breakfast after church. So it was people who were not dating, just a group of people who enjoyed common interests, common beliefs, common values, you
so
might
you
say.
Each, so to me, that says that you each made an effort in that you joined a singles group. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And
you chose to do it through Unity Church.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
And so, but I'm wondering, do we need to spend a little time on Jana's list?
Oh, sure. Well,
you know, that list for you is really important. What is it? What's important about it, Darren?
Well, I think that you
because I talk about it in the book, and I do talk about the things that I list.
Well, I just think that you
there must be something you want to point out or something.
I thought that her list was very specific and very concise. It wasn't just fuzzy and nebulous. It was a precise list of her absolute essential requirements.
So how about a few examples?
Yeah, just a couple examples.
Maybe he just wants us to tell him how great he is.
No. I think from a woman's perspective, it's really important that Jana share a couple of her examples.
Because remember, she was kissing frogs.
I think it was similar. A lot of things were similar to Ken, where I wanted to have someone in my life that was financially responsible. I did list that I did intend to attract a partner who wasn't heavily into sports and heavily into television and get lost, that that person had to be emotionally, physically, spiritually available. I talked about how it was important that I get along with his family, his friends, because obviously you're going to spend time with them. I talked about that I wanted to attract a mate that was willing to have a child and together. We didn't end up doing that. And then I said, a man who doesn't have children, if he does have children, they too accept me as a part of the relationship with Ken. A lot of considerations, pets. I talked about pets, talked about, you know, compatibility, is willing to explore our sexuality together. So there was a lot of pieces that I put on that list that was important to me. I said I wanted to attract a non-smoker. This was one of the things that Ken was smoking when I met him, although I didn't really wasn't apparent right away because he was more or less smoking a little bit more on the side quietly.
Like a closet smoker.
Closet smoker. There you go. And then 2 years into our relationship, he did quit. So. There are some things that you take a look at and say, okay, is this a deal breaker or not? And
you consciously evaluated that as to whether or not it was a deal breaker.
Oh, another thing I wanted was someone who'd like to dance. That was a big deal to
that.
Me, you know, because I grew up in Bloomer, Wisconsin, in a German community. And when I was little, art entertainment was going out, a polka, ballroom dancing, you know, the weddings all there. I mean, it's a tribe. I'm related to a tribe back there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it was important. And when I met Ken and we were talking one day and as friends, and I said, you know, there's something that I'm never going to get in a relationship. And he said, well, what is that? And I said, well, I really love ballroom dancing and that kind of thing. I don't think I'm ever going to get that. And he looked at me and said,
and I said, did you know that when I was in college on Mother's Day weekend, I was doing exhibition ballroom dancing for the visiting prep parents?
And how Jonathan, cool is that?
I was like, hooray. And then when we planned our second wedding, because we had three weddings. I mean, we had our marriage blessed over the second time and then a third time with a Native American shaman.
Kind of like a vaccination. Third time's a charm.
Oh, okay.
We're actually thinking of planning on blessing our marriage again in Assisi, in Italy, in the fall.
Yeah, because you're going in the fall.
Yeah,
you're
and having it blessed with Yogananda.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing with us some of the things about your list, darling, because I didn't want the listeners to just hear about my list, which included things like loves animals and financially responsible and clean and neat and other things.
I also wanted to attract a man who was willing to commit, to make a commitment to marriage, because marriage was on the plan for me. And it was really important to me that that person be clear. And what was important about that? Because in my first marriage, my first husband didn't ask me to marry him. I just planned the wedding and he just went along with it. So my second husband, I said, I'm leaving. If you don't ask me to marry you, I'm leaving. And so his response was, well, I guess you're a pretty good deal, so let's get married. You know, and so I was willing to accept that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really had an intention that this person was on board with me and that he would ask me to marry me and that we were together on the plan. It wasn't like I was dragging.
You didn't have to force anything.
Oh, and one more thing. I wanted a man who would stand up to me and not be like a marshmallow and I could run over him, because I can.
I know that. I understand that one.
And
Jonna has a strong personality for those listeners who haven't guessed that already.
And as soon as he stood up to me in relationship the first time, I was like, whoa. And then I was like really a little frustrated.
Do I really want that?
Yeah. And I said, wait a minute. That's one of the good things about making the list is you go back to that list and you say,
oops,
wait,
I did ask for that.
I asked for this. Now let's work with it. There, wherever you go, there you are. And Ken talked about, you know, getting into conflict in relationship issues. We talk about it in the book too. Issues come up and I'm like, wait a minute, this happened before. Okay. I need to really deal with this.
Just like appropriately assertive was one of the key things on my 64 item list.
Appropriately assertive.
Yeah.
Isn't that an engineer's term?
Which is just kind of like what Jonna said.
Yeah. Yeah. How cool is that? So you asked for that, and she asked for that.
And we met at church.
And you met at church. And I love so much is that part where Jonna said, you guys are talking, and this before that you're saying, there's just one thing on my list I just don't think I'm going to get. And that's, you know, the dancer and the ballroom dancing. Oh, I just happened to have spent part of my life doing exhibition ballroom dancing. And I loved it. I just love that.
At that point, that wasn't a sales pitch because we were just buddies.
You were just
comparing
friends.
Our lists.
Oh, you were just friends then comparing lists.
That's right. We were not in the boyfriend-girlfriend mode. We were just,
this
group of singles would talk about books that we'd read and seminars we'd gone to, and we'd go to maybe a concert as a group or attend some lecture by, say, Wayne Dyer, for example. Mm-hmm. And it was just a personal growth group. And so it was perfectly within the context of buddies, not girlfriend, boyfriend, that Jean and I were comparing our lists. It was just part of our evolution, you might say, as we were getting clear on what was essential in the way of a, you might say, equal spiritual partner.
We had a lot of the same books. We were like,
oh, yeah.
And we both had the autobiography of Paramahansa Yogananda.
And a book by Margot Anand called The Art of Sexual Ecstasy. And
all kinds of books.
During those 4 years.
Loving Relationships.
Yeah.
We had that one by Sandra Ray.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of books that were very similar. It was like, every time you turn around, it was, oh my gosh.
Lots of coincidences.
Yeah. Oh, how
fun.
But
the big coincidences happened later.
Wow. All right. Well, unfortunately, we have talked our way through the second hour. So we're going to wrap up this hour, the 4th of July tip, so you know how to prepare your animals for the 4th of July, how to make sure they don't become afraid of fireworks, they have a positive association, or if you have dogs that are already freaking out, how to change the way they feel about that. Then when we return, I'm going to do a quick current event so we get that out of the way. And then we are going to focus on conflict resolution. And Ken says he's got a great story to start us off that involves him resolving conflict with dogs. So, doesn't that sound like fun? Stay right where you are. The relationship experts, Jonna Rosewood, Ken Holmes, Are You Still Kissing Frogs authors, stay with us for the rest of the show right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.